Well, smack my ass and shave my balls. It's the best damn podcast from Chippewa Falls.
That's the only time you've got stuff worthwhile of chopping off?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good morning, all you hick bastards.
Changing it up. Hey, I'm Jason.
I'm Chad.
This is Ben.
And I am Nate. We are Tales from the Hicks. We have something special today.
We do. Well,
first, as you can see, we are in a new...
New digs.
Yeah,
new
this digs. Is cool. We're here, huh?
Studio.
Styling yep. and this profiling. Is nice.
Yes.
Mm, yeah.
Got the cabin fire ambience, rolling.
Ambiance, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Setting the mood.
Heck yeah.
If this side of the table starts lifting up, it's because Chad and I are getting a little busy over here.
Nice.
Yeah.
That might not have anything to do with the room either. That could just be... You guys being happy with each other.
Well, that could be. Mm-hmm. I mean, we were just throwing desks around a couple of minutes ago.
That's true. That yeah. happened.
Yeah.
Aroused.
We had a very major malfunction about 10 minutes earlier.
Yeah.
10 minutes before we started.
Somebody had warned us that yeah. that was a possible yeah. Outcome.
Right.
No warning at all.
It was rough.
Yeah.
Well, I think I mentioned it the last time. I need supervision. So
yeah.
I am like a child.
It's all right.
You're a child man.
I'm a man-child.
Man-child.
Yes. all right, so we do have something special from a listener.
Yep. So my buddy Ryan from North Carolina was up in Wisconsin here a while ago, and he brought us some beers.
Nice.
So we're going to drink them here on the show.
Oh, awesome. Perfect.
So this yes. is Battlefield Bavarian Bock. Brewed and canned by Red Oak in Whitsett, North Carolina.
Sounds dark.
So Ryan kept these cold on the way here because they're not like they're unfiltered, unpasteurized. So
hold on, I'm gonna come over. I'll come right over there.
They have to. How stay are we gonna cold.
Chuck them?
Well,
how are we gonna right? chuck a beer?
He has one really long extension cord that he kept his fridge plugged in. That's long. That's got to be, what, 3,000 miles?
Good cooler.
Nice.
Oh, cooler. Okay.
I like this. What
it's
is
like
that
a again? Sticker on the can.
Yeah. It's like it's a brewery, you know.
Because I'm assuming a small microbrewery.
Or yeah.
Yep.
Hey, that's really neat.
6.5%.
Whoa.
Get it.
Yep.
Good. Nice.
Let me get her in the can cooler. Look cool.
So, if anybody wants to contribute for next week,
yeah,
you know, feel free.
Feel free. TalesFromTheHicks.com.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Here we go. We got to get this on air.
Yeah, on yep. air.
Oh. Oh, it
looks like root beer.
I was just going to say, is this root beer?
Bavarian Bock.
Smells oaky.
It like smells red oaky.
Like an oak?
I have a red oak. I just made that. Just trying to sound cool.
He can bring a trailer full of this back
you
next time.
You don't say that. Mm. Mm.
It's not
it's
bad.
Good. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Like a 53-footer.
Ooh, that's a full
trailer.
Full-bodied experience.
I see that on a TV brewery. Show. I can't remember what they're running. Smokey and the Bandit is what it was.
Say,
yeah, they
that was
that.
Coors, right?
Was it Coors?
Downtown,
they were running Coors.
Downtown.
Mm.
Eastbound it down.
Yep.
That's some good stuff.
Boy, that almost tastes like a Kentucky bourbon ale.
That's good.
Nobody knows what you're talking about.
No, I don't.
Somebody does out there.
We're in Wisconsin, dude.
Come on.
That's where I had it.
Tastes like beer.
Kentucky?
No, a Kentucky bourbon ale stout. And it was,
this is
good. This is good.
Battlefield Bavarian.
So we have this one, and then he brought up another one. And he told me we're supposed to drink one of each, and then we take one of each, and we mix them half and half.
Whoa.
And that's called, the half and half is called a bloody battlefield.
Hmm.
So we'll drink this, and then when we're ready, we'll try the other one.
Might be sleeping after this one. That's 6.5.
But what if I'm what if I drink half of this, half of another one, and then pour the two halves together? Because I'm a lightweight.
We can do that.
I clearly can tell I'm a lightweight.
Yeah, well. Yeah, it's okay.
You know.
You're very svelte.
We'll call Chubbs to come and pick you up.
Really?
Hey, Chubbs!
Hey, Chubbs!
Mm-hmm. Stacy's mom's got...
Not my mom.
I believe it is.
She's all I want.
That's good stuff.
That is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I knew that we were going to be having these little tasty treats. We forgot something to let everyone know what is going on outside.
Oh yeah. We kind of skipped that part. We can get to it now, though.
Let's do it now.
Chad,
what's the weather like?
Okay. Well, it is 71 degrees.
Ooh.
It's a lot better than that 9 degrees it was.
Yeah,
69 mile an hour wind.
Boy, that was breezy.
But it's way calmer today because there's only a 4 mile per hour wind.
Nice.
And it's 71, but there is a storm pushing in.
There's a storm brewing.
What time is that supposed to hit?
Right around 7:30.
7:30.
Yep. And it's coming from the... Nate, you want to help me? The west?
Well,
left.
See,
left. Somewhere out west.
The west now is that way.
It is. Well, see, to me, that's out east.
In our old studio, west used to be that way.
Oh.
But now west is that way.
That compass spins weird.
Yeah.
It's weird.
He probably holds it next to his metal watch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That plate in his head.
Yeah.
Ah.
Now, he replaced that with plastic. So every time the wife would fire up the microwave, he'd piss his pants and forget who he was for half an hour.
Yeah.
Half hour. Huh?
Making dinners. Mm.
Hmm. Yeah. So that's what's going on outside.
That's excellent. Good.
Yeah. Well, I'm Jason.
I'm Chad.
Good. How are you?
What?
What the hell? I'm like having deja vu. I feel like we just did this.
Where'd you guys get your beer?
What?
I just took a quick hop over to the Carolinas.
Oh.
All right. Ben, you want to tell us what you did this week?
What did I do this week? Memorial Day weekend was last weekend, so...
Christ. Easy, Freddy. Wow. Good Lord.
Yeah.
You all right over there?
You can't.
Have a fucking day.
You're not at work. You don't have your recliner
here. Freeze pops, you fuck.
Have a fucking day.
I can't believe we broke a chair and it wasn't me. Damn.
That is your chair, though, right there, Ben.
Is it that metal one?
No, the green one.
The green one? Why is that my chair?
Because that's the one you'd always sit in at the house.
Really?
Oh, fuck yeah, that's it.
Oh, I don't even remember it.
At the parents' house?
Oh, gotcha, okay.
That's the chair.
Yeah, it sat in the corner.
Yeah, that's the one you would always sit in right there.
Yeah, I remember that.
With or without your feet up?
I don't think feet up.
No, feet up.
Okay.
Nope. But yeah, so what did we do this week?
What did we do this week?
The week, nothing crazy. For Memorial Day on Saturday, we bummed around a little bit, and then we went up to Shatec, and we went to the Stardust Drive-In Movie Theater.
Mm-hmm. How was that?
It's good.
Good.
And I love going to the drive-in. I wish we still had one in Eau Claire, but yeah.
What movie?
It was Kung Fu Panda 4 and Fall Guy.
Mm-hmm.
They have two screens. The other screen was the new Mad Max and... the new Godzilla.
Hmm.
But those weren't really kid-friendly, so.
Gotcha.
Excuse me.
Nice.
Yeah, that was it. Otherwise, just work for the week. Mm. Nothing exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Ted, what did you do?
You know, nothing over the top.
No arm wrestling?
No. Mm-hmm. I gave that a rest for a week or two. I don't want to, blow a bicep. I think the only thing that I really did that relaxing, exciting, more so looking for results is I put some mulch glue on my mulch.
Oh, so it doesn't move around.
Right.
How hard did you just, what do? Just dump it on?
So it comes in a jug and then you just put it in a sprayer and go around and spray it on.
Huh.
So
now would that also stop weeds from coming through, I'm assuming?
I hope so.
We'll find out, I guess.
Was it like a lacquer?
Basically, it looks like glue, like Elmer's glue, but watered down. And then it goes down white, and it dries clear.
I'm very familiar with that process.
Yeah, are you?
Yeah.
So a couple pumps.
Coming out clear.
Couple pumps and just let her spray.
Yep.
Similar.
Just let her go. Let her fly.
Dude, if it feels good, do it.
Statue socks for everybody, baby.
Jeez.
And if not, you're doing it wrong. But no, otherwise than that, I guess the biggest news is my son, Landon, graduated.
Nice. Hey.
Congratulations.
Congratulations,
Landon.
got that accomplished, and they had...
Was it 15 years?
Yeah, 16. Nobody's, oh, okay. 16.
Okay. Gotcha.
Nobody's counting, though. And Chippewa does a pretty cool thing, I think, is they, for graduation, they don't walk across the stage anymore.
Really?
Nope. They do an outdoor parade. So you lined up at the fairgrounds, and 200-300 cars make their way through about a mile or mile and a half through Chippewa Falls. So that was the highlight of the weekend.
Nothing I think, to see here. Did that get started because of COVID?
It did. They did start that because of COVID. Because
I know it's just...
people and
we got Wiggles. what we lost Jace. We lost him.
He's gone. He's gone for sure. What must have happened over there?
Just go about your business.
Wow. I am at a complete loss.
So I got out. I got
your face.
I got out the second six pack so I could make a bloody battlefield. And that six pack was at the bottom of the cooler, which was full of ice. And apparently that cardboard held onto a lot of water. Who would have ever thought that? Cut all over the table. And then there was just a fountain that was dripping onto the carpet. It's just water. But yeah, I was a little taking my surprise there.
Yeah.
So, anyways, we can hand these out.
Okay.
Red Oak. Bavarian Amber Lager. Nothing to see here.
Oh, my eyes are watering.
But, yeah, they did. They started it back in COVID because you couldn't be together. So, and ever since then, the seniors keep voting on it, and it keeps winning the vote because cool. They could vote between going back to the gym, the parade, and or going to the football field. So
For the like ceremony?
Yep, their ceremony, okay. And then at the high school in the Loop. That's where they get their diploma and meet the principal.
See, I think that's kind of neat because I think you get more people than just like the families too.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll get random somebody that no kids, no kids graduating, no niece, nephew graduating, whatever, just
correct.
To go down and check it out. I think that's kind of neat.
It is. And for our situation, there was only... If it would have been inside because of storms,
that's
it would only been four people.
Right.
So, I mean, in our group, Landon's group there, we had, I think there was 10 or 11 of us.
That would have wanted to be.
Yeah, that were at the parade. You know, where otherwise there would have only been four of us.
Four, yep.
But no, I think it's definitely a plus.
Yeah, that's kind of neat. I think it's probably good for businesses downtown, you know, the extra people in town.
Yep.
Kind of surprised they don't put up food trucks at the...
They had food trucks at the fairgrounds, but they were kind of not so much advertised.
Oh, yeah.
But...
Hadn't heard anything about it.
Yeah. Can you see this in the shot?
I don't
free pub?
For, maybe they'll send us another six.
Hicks at talesfromthehicks.com.
Have to tag them. Maybe we can tag them. In the,
yeah, you can kind of... And I'll be able to zoom in.
Maybe put it on your corner, Chad.
We'll have the...
My corner is pretty full right now.
Side of the
brunettes.
Yellow cord. Right there.
Brunettes, blondes.
We'll have the production team make sure that gets zoomed in.
Nice. This red one is fucking tasty.
Yeah, I like that red oak.
Yes.
That's decent.
I'm not even a big beer guy, and that's
really good.
By itself, or are you talking the battle?
Yeah, I haven't even tried it mixed.
You did it mixed?
I have mixed it, but I'm drinking it straight here. That is quite good.
Oh, mixed is pretty nice, too.
We need to get an email from Ryan. I'm curious how many spotted cows he brought back with him.
Because
He said he always buys a bunch of spotted cowlies.
Oh, I was thinking linings.
To take back.
That's what I thought you were talking about.
Yeah, I won't say anything about that.
Hey, Jason, what'd you do this week?
Hey, Jason, what'd you do this week?
Hey, right. What'd you do? Just
like peeking out the lockers. Hey, Jason.
I must have said something wrong.
No, I don't...
No, okay, we'll talk later.
Okay.
Memorial weekend. I went up to the cabin on Friday, cut grass.
Oh, my God. So I thought you were here Friday.
I thought you were here Friday.
He was here Friday.
Yeah.
He helped me with this.
Yeah, because I was going to say, we had pictures of you guys reorganized in the studio. Yeah.
Make it.
I know.
No, we put our clothes on.
Oh.
But I was up there.
For the pictures.
I went up Friday morning, cut grass.
Oh, okay. I get and then came back.
Yep, I came home. I was home by... 12:30 maybe. So
pushed it.
Yep. And yeah, so I had to cut that. It was about, I don't know, 2 feet long.
No mo may, baby.
Yeah, I needed it. And then, so
pushing
I did that
it for the bees.
It was a short work week, which is always terrific. And then today we just got our dog fixed. She got spayed, and yep. Then.
I wish I had known you were doing that. How much did you guys spend?
$378. But we got her dew claws removed too, and we had to get it all cut up on all the shots and stuff. So
we had when we had to get Shadow fixed. I don't even remember how we found it. There's a place somewhere kind of over by Osseo. I'm probably lowballing where it is, but when we called around to get Shadow fixed, most places were between $500 and $800. Mm. And this place was like $125.
That's what it cost to just do the spay.
Okay.
But then we had to do all the shots and all the anesthesia and all the other shit all adds up and dew claws removed. I don't know how much all that stuff was, but
it was kind of interesting. Shadow was the first dog I've had, male dog, that we took somewhere to get fixed. Mm-hmm. When I was a kid, if we had a male dog and we were going to fix it, Dad had the thing you used on calves.
Mm, rubber band.
The bander. Oh, yeah. Sure. And we would do that to fix the dog.
Sure.
And, boy, if you've... That is something to see. I feel so bad when we would do that to the dog.
Well, you just put it around the nuts and they'd drop off?
Yeah, it looks like a big set of pliers, except when you close the pliers, it opens the rubber band.
Right.
You put their nuts through it, and you let go, and it cinches up tight around their nut sack.
Yeah.
And then they don't get... Blood and they dry up and fall off. But boy, when you snap that initial rubber band on there, I ain't never heard a sound like that in my whole life.
I can imagine. But from what I believe and have read, after that initial, it's not painful.
They don't even know it's
right. It's not like it's a 2 week.
No, they're not in misery for like 2 weeks. Already. Right. No, when we did it to our dog Duke when I was a kid, my dad put that on. Duke made the most horrible dog sound you'd ever want to hear, and he just fucking tipped right over, you know. And
I probably would too.
Yeah, mom was like, "Jesus Christ, Steve, you killed him!" And Dad's like, "Ah, he's fine." And like 3 minutes later, Duke hopped up, licked his nuts a couple times, and went about his way. A couple weeks later, they were gone.
You ever think about that?
Not until this moment. No.
No.
I'm like, what would happen if he could do that?
Take your nuts.
Why would you even wanna
put a rubber band on your nuts?
I mean,
or
I
lick
can get a rubber band and we can make some magic happen if you want. I'm not scared. I mean,
that sounded like a 2-part question.
Right. We could put that on Facebook.
Yeah.
Live stream the
warning
nuts.
Sensitive content.
Oh, sensitive for sure.
Good Lord. Yeah.
But anyways, what I was getting at is when we had Shadow fixed, and it makes sense, right, I guess, but I didn't realize his sack was still there. It's just the nuts are gone out of it. You know what I mean? Like, he got done with the cone and everything. I was like, he's still got a scrotum. But there's just, that thought just never entered my head, you know? Because, like, when we did it to our dog, it takes everything off, you know?
Right.
But I just thought that was interesting. Anyways.
They took everything out of her. And dew claws removed, and she has a cone on her head.
Yeah.
So, a couple weeks, she'll be up fine, and it'll be fine.
Really, a couple weeks.
Cone of shame.
With a cone for a couple weeks?
No, a cone, just because she has stitches.
Sure.
Yeah, so, and then they're going to dissolve, and I can't remember what it is.
I think it was around a week or something like that for Shadow.
Yeah, before we can take the there's bandages on there and on her dew claws. And so I think it, 3 to 4 days, we can take that off, and then stitches will dissolve and whatever. We just got to keep her calm for 2 weeks so she doesn't run and open those tear those stitches out.
How about you, Nate? What did you do last week?
Well, Memorial Day weekend, I did reorganize my garage a little bit. Didn't get rid of enough stuff, but got rid of a bunch of stuff. Then on Wednesday, I had surgery. I had 2 titanium rods installed into my jaw. So I'm going to have the implants put in.
Oh, nice.
So that was on Wednesday, the 2 titanium rods.
How'd that feel?
It hurt after the numbing stuff wore off. It hurt for a good couple hours until I got some ibuprofen in me, and then had to have some freeze pops. To
I was just going to say that. Freeze pops.
Yeah. And then, that was Wednesday. But nice. Next week I'm heading over to this terrible, terrible place called Green Bay.
Fucking right.
Why is that such a terrible place?
Well, I won't be too far from you.
Really? Mm-hmm. We can hang out then.
We're going over to Whitewater.
Oh, yeah. You're on the same side of the state, but
yeah, I mean, it's
opposite
not,
ends.
Yeah, well, not that bitch.
Just a hop, skip, and a jump.
I think it's all like an hour and a half away or something like that.
Oh, so it's like halfway.
Yeah.
You know. No. I'll relative. Be there Tuesday through Friday.
Oh, well, we're going over Thursday for Special Olympics Summer Games. We'll
be over there. Oh, yeah, state.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Cool. Yeah.
It's 2 hours and 29 minutes.
To where? Whitewater?
Whitewater to Green Bay.
Is it that far?
2.5 hours.
Well, one's at the bottom of the state, and the other one's up by Green Bay.
You say tomato.
One of them is Green Bay.
I think they're right about that. Green Bay tends to be pretty close to Green Bay.
Oh, okay.
143 miles, 2 hours and 29 minutes.
Well, if you look at your hand.
Google.
That's Door County.
Well, that's your thumb.
And then we'd be way down here. Anyway. Okay.
So Green Bay is on the left side of the state?
I think you got to use your other hand.
Yeah. Oh, this way.
Oh.
Okay, good.
Maybe it's Milwaukee, I was thinking, because I Googled.
It's there, too. It's right pretty close there.
Probably on the way.
Yeah, because I was Googling fishing charters out of Green Bay out of Milwaukee for potentially like taking Steven on a fishing boat? Charter or something.
I'm on a boat.
Ooh, salmon.
On the big lake.
Salmon.
All right. Should we do some mail bucket?
Oh, hang on. I got something for that.
Before you do, I do. I got a guy over there, Ben, in Green Bay for
of course he does.
Fishing.
Oh, I remember.
Pirates.
On the Caribbean.
Yep.
I'll bring his business card. Good guy.
I got mail.
Yay!
Yeah.
You got mail.
Yeah.
We are.
Are in the mail bucket. We got some good ones this week, too.
Bring look at the. It's bubbly when you mix them.
Yeah.
It's good.
Did you try it mixed?
Absolutely, I tried it mixed.
Okay. I know we're in the mail bucket, but either one.
I prefer over just the red oak over the mixed.
Yep.
Red oak is your favorite?
Agreed. 100%.
All right. Let's see. Let me get this organized here so I can be heard. There we go. All
right.
All right. We had asked about, this is 11 weeks of listening, third time emailer.
Nice.
Thank you. Wow.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. We had in a previous, we didn't get to the emails last week. We kind of got
sidetracked
with a bunch of stuff. So.
It happens.
Yeah. But we will get to emails. We'll always get to them. So go to soda. We had asked about soda. Go-to soda is Diet Mountain Dew, Coke Zero, or Diet A&W Root Beer.
Didn't even know that was a thing.
I didn't either.
Diet A&W?
No. I mean, to me, root beer is root beer.
Yeah. Well, now, what kind of root beer? There's
A&W.
Yeah, but what about the Spruckers?
Fuck no.
Spruckers? No, or 1919?
Spruckers is tops.
Yep, Spruckers. Yep, that's good stuff. Yeah, absolutely. I like that.
And if you can go to a bar and they've got it on tap.
Ooh, yeah.
With a frosty mug. Mm. Fucking right.
You won't be able to sleep. Your eyelids will be pulled back because you got something rising down.
You wanted to say wiener.
I did.
He was thinking about that docking with his eyelids, pulling his eyelids back.
I don't think it's not big enough to stretch any of the rest of the skin out.
No, we're not talking about docking.
Yikes. All right.
That's Wikipedia. That's wrong.
No.
Wrong.
Off there.
That ain't it either.
Urban Dictionary.
This is to Ben. If you haven't saw the movie Without a Paddle, you should. Reminds me of your canoe experience in a way.
I have seen
it. Is that Stifler?
I think he's in it. Seth Green is in it.
Seth Green, yep.
And I don't think Stifler's in it. No,
it's the guy from Scream.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, my mom and dad are going to be so mad at me.
Stew.
Yeah. I remember now. Yeah. That's a pretty good show.
That's a good flick.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. The hippie chicks up in the trees.
Yeah.
And Olipop is garbage.
Oh, I don't think so.
But Poppy is far better.
Oh,
Poppy is more expensive than Olipop.
No.
I've only had two flavors of the Olipop, but I thought they were both good.
Mm. I had the Poppy, and I had strawberry and orange or something, and I didn't care for either one of them.
I'm partial. I have neither.
Don't get me wrong. I would much rather have just a straight-up soda over that.
Oh.
But for something that's healthy, you know, there's only like 5 grams of sugar in them or whatever. Excuse me again. And they've got the prebiotic, probiotic, whatever they're called. Hmm.
The soda you have is Pepsi.
If I'm going to drink soda, it's Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew.
Right.
I love the Pepsi. I can't get enough of it.
Mm-hmm. It's Mountain Dew is delicious. I pretty much only drink water for the most part unless we go out to eat or something like that. But
do you ever put those little package of stuff in your water bottle?
Yeah, the Mio's or whatever.
You can do Mio. There's a billion Crystal Light different
thing. Crystal Lights,
yeah.
I get the iced tea, the cheap Walmart.
That's what I get, the cheap Walmart, but I don't. Mm-hmm. Mine is just like, it's random. It's I think it's 16 different flavored packs. Mm.
I do the iced tea is really good when it's hot. That's good.
But those are my iced tea when it's cold.
I think when it's hot outside.
Hot outside.
Okay.
Hot in here. I don't care for hot.
Hot? No.
I'm like, I never really.
My ice just never sticks around when it's hot. I don't understand it.
No, when it's hot outside is what I meant to say.
Gotcha.
For some reason, this tablecloth's all wet.
It is.
Yeah.
Huh. Did you spill?
Yeah, maybe. I don't like it. Mm. It's damp.
All right.
Slut Vana on
moist.
To Jason.
Hey.
Me. We try to tell him this all the time.
Okay. Oh.
Maybe instead of grocery shopping Sunday morning, go Saturday night.
Hey. I'm sleeping usually.
Or have Lacey do the online order. Or hit up Aldi.
Hey, there you go. That's
nice. Aldi's opens up too late in the morning.
They open at 8:30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
You don't need to go to the store at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Well, when you're up, you do.
No, you don't.
Nobody there.
Except the guy that's smoking.
Yeah, except that guy. But
you can wait until 8:30 and lower your blood pressure by 100
points. I can't.
You could.
I like to get up, get the shit done. That's just who I am. I like to get up in the morning, do it, get it over with, get all the stuff put away, especially on a Sunday, you know, and relax, watch the NASCARs.
You could still be home by 9:30.
Yeah, but see, this way I'm home by 8.
Okay, so two questions on that. Yeah. What are you doing from 8:30 to 10:30?
Usually watching the Game Warden show.
So you could do that until 8.
Game Warden show?
Because I know it's on 24/7.
North Country Law?
Yeah.
Okay.
North Country Law. It's like Louisiana Law.
It's like Cops, but it's Game Warden.
You'd like it, actually. They do a lot of fishing stuff.
Oh. Yeah,
you could watch that until 7:30, 8 o'clock, and then go.
See, it feels like my day is halfway gone by then. You know, I mean, because you're up by, I'm up by 5. You were at the freaking store the other day at 6.
I was right when they opened.
Right, so I like to get up and get it done and get that out of the way before.
Oh, I'm not disagreeing with you, but
That's why I like to get up and then waiting. For a store to open up that's ridiculous.
What if you went on Fridays on your day off?
Well,
maybe he's off. And that's half of your issue right there.
I could.
Try it. You never know.
But I don't know. I don't know if Mama would like that. So how this all started was that was our date. Okay, right? That was our date to go shopping. I'm not joking. Because once the kids got old enough when the kids were little, I would always stay home. Mom would go shopping, right? Come back and whatever. But once they got old enough, I'm like, they're sleeping. They're still sleeping until 9 o'clock or 8 or whatever. They won't even know we're gone. We can run over to Walmart, get our stuff, and then come home. So that's how that all started was our really our only time together is to go shopping.
And I mean, it doesn't get much more romantic than that.
It is. It's pretty nice, actually.
If works, man. If it works.
That's what we do. Yeah.
That's all that matters.
That's our date. Instead of a date night, it's a date morning, and we go to Walmart.
So then, like, when you get home, do you bend her over the paper bag and just give it
to
her?
No, because usually they're up by then.
Oh, okay. Mm. And you could do it in a garage on your bucket.
Ooh, on the bucket.
I don't know if she wants to go in the garage by the bucket.
haven't flushed it in a while.
Midstream, you could kick on that garden hose bidet. Mid pump for a little extra boost.
Actually, I just I just emptied it this morning. So
nice.
Did you fill it up this afternoon?
I filled it up this morning and emptied it right away.
Jeez. If you're filling up a 5 gallon, I come back.
I come back in and Lisa's like, "I shit in the house." I'm like, "Yeah, that's why I went in the garage." Whatever, I don't know.
Jason's got to stand up and switch buckets midstream. It's full.
So what I'm getting
a 55 gallon drum.
Tanner, get in here. I need you to make the switch. Come on. 3, 2, 1, go.
Yep.
It's like the
NASCAR.
Pit crew. It's the shit crew.
Switch the bidet. Quick.
So what I'm gathering is no matter what anybody says, you're going
Sunday morning,
irritated or not.
Nailed it.
Okay. Got it. Sunday morning.
Okay. Somebody would just recommend it. You know?
Hmm. So,
like I said, it's fun. Yeah, I get a little upset, but it's all in good fun. I mean, it's
sure. It seems like you don't.
Like a ton of fun.
Yeah.
Well, you should show up there one morning.
I don't literally watch hair fall out of the top of your head while you talk about it because you're so fucking.
Why don't you guys show up on Sunday morning? We can go shopping. I'll show you how fun that is.
You're on a date.
Yeah, I don't want to interrupt.
Not gonna. Yeah, we're not gonna double date.
One day ain't gonna matter.
I don't want to be a third wheel.
You're fine. Come on over.
All right. Also to Jason.
Oh, we would double down.
Look at this guy.
You had notes, not an email.
Thank you, listener.
Sorry for bursting your bubble.
I got my email right here. Yeah,
wait, hold on. If you want to send an email,
oh God,
grab your phone next time you're going to take a code brownish yellow on your bucket and send one to them.
Maybe I'll send a pic to you, buddy.
Jason, do you know what email actually means?
He said electronic. You guys said that, yeah.
I've heard most people's best thoughts come from the bucket.
They do. Mm. That is true. Hmm. But I was not on the bucket when I wrote this email.
The notes. All right.
Thanks for the advice.
Hold on.
Deep thoughts.
More?
Also to Jason.
Oh my God. That's
double decker, triple stacker.
I think this goes back a little bit, but maybe you should let your daughter dye her hair whatever color. but you have to dye it the same to match.
Oh. I feel like your daughter would also be like, fine, go ahead.
I know she would.
She'd be all for that.
I know she would.
So let's get that done.
All right,
I don't have much hair to do that with.
I don't want to poke the bear here, but if I had hair like Jason's, which I just actually noticed today, the fact that it's hair, skin, hair.
thanks, Ben. Now the world knows. No big deal.
I'm bald as a cue, so I feel like it's okay for me to say that.
Fine.
I gave up a lot of years ago and just started shaving it all off. But
I haven't had the balls.
Yeah, your head fell off, and I was like, huh. It's kind of like a monk because it's just like a little circle of hair and a bigger circle of skin and then, you know, hair on the sides of your head. But anyways. Mm-hmm.
Look like Bozo the Clown almost.
If you're a Packer fan, I'd go green and gold.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be a cool look.
Last week we were setting up the studio. We had the camera where it was, and we had it so that it was projecting on the TV. The three of us were sitting here, me, Tanner, and Jason. We were sitting facing the TV. Well, that's when, you know, the camera's on the back of our heads. I noticed that I'm getting a spot in the back there. That's losing some battles.
I got him beat, though, by a lot.
Yeah.
Well, you got a few years on him.
Of course, then Tanner's just sitting there like, it's funny.
And don't worry, it's coming for you, Tanner.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah, it's in his jeans.
Oh, but he has a G-friend, by the way.
Ah, yeah.
Like really?
A woman?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She's very nice. Very nice.
That's what they all say.
Very nice.
No, she is. She's super cool.
She's actually, we're over...
Yeah, their parents do, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they were actually, we went over there last night. We went over last night and had a campfire, and the mom was saying that they were listening to the show out back, and they were laughing. Oh, shit. They were they listened to the first one. She said it was kind of sketchy, but I go, you have to listen to the first one because we keep referring back to.
Well, yeah, because they wouldn't understand what the bucket is.
Right, and they laughed and all that, and so they thought it was kind of funny.
God, if he was here, I'd be like, what's his name? You know, it's the old school, you know, joke. Right. He'd say, oh, what's his name?
Has he met her parents yet?
Actually, he's there now.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
This is serious. Let's pump the brakes.
Yeah.
They're very nice people. Actually, we went to the Demolition Derby in Jim Falls at on Sunday with them.
Smash Kirby. Huh.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, good tan man.
Atta boy, Tanner.
That's cool.
I haven't met him. I don't know her, so I'm just
Tanner. Be a gentleman.
Keep it that way.
Yep. I think he's a pretty good kid.
Yeah, his parents are probably halfway did a decent job.
So. Yeah. Well, have you ever met his uncle?
Yeah, his uncle. It's his uncle. That's the good one. Yeah, that's his.
Yeah.
Anyway. Tanner's probably more mature than I am.
Guaranteed. 100%
probably.
He is.
Probably.
And it's not like we just watched you suck down 5 Fizzy Pops in
17
without your
minutes.
Lips leaving the plastic once.
Just begging for more.
You got cuts on the side of your face from that?
Anyway.
More like cuts on his esophagus.
He was deep throating it.
Yeah.
Cuts on your uvula.
At first I thought he had a green tongue sticking out, but it was just about an inch of the fucking freeze pop sticking out of his mouth.
He swallowed Kermit.
The other 11 inches is gone.
Yeah.
Wow.
You ever seen Coneheads, how they eat? That's what Nate looked like with those fucking freeze pops.
I haven't seen that show in a long time.
I got a little excited, I'm not going to lie. But at the same time, I was a little weird. Yeah,
that's why the table's wet.
Boy.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Anyway.
Probably I'm not going to dye my hair.
I'm continuing on with the email.
This one's for Jason also.
Anyway, keep up the good work. It's always good listening and laughing along.
Yep. Thank you, buddy.
Yep.
Appreciate
the emails.
Yes, absolutely. Keep them coming. What the hell?
You know, we haven't really done this. Well, we kind of have today, but
podcast?
Circle.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a while. No, we give out a free pub, I think, a little bit. So
what? But,
publicity.
Free publicity.
Why don't you guys just say the words?
We kind of did.
No.
Sorry.
It's lingo, man.
I'm not with the lingo.
Oh. Well, anyway, that email is Chubbs, not your mom Chubbs, but another Chubbs.
I was like, what the hell? She's got an email?
Yeah. So he has the party bus. So
yeah.
Make sure you get the Chubbs party bus.
Get you to and from your destination.
Heck yeah.
Thanks, Chubbs.
Yeah. So we were supposed to, I had lined up a party bus for tomorrow with Chubbs.
Wow.
But I ended up only having 3 friends, apparently. So that's all I could get on a 30-person bus. And I'm like, well, that's going to be...
You got a lot of room for activities.
Oh, man. Yeah. Wouldn't have to share seats or anything like that. But, all right. This one is long. I have to... All right. This is... I don't know if I can talk into it backwards. But it doesn't work this way. Anyway... Let's see.
Turn your mic around.
I don't know how.
Spin it.
Yeah, it literally rotates. No, like twist it, like 360.
Yeah. Loosen
twist
that,
it.
Like you're jerking off and you rotate.
There you go. Hey.
All right.
Tune in next week.
Yeah.
All right.
You had a twist while you go up and down.
Wow.
Oh,
it's like a twist cone.
Mm. All right. So a couple weeks ago, Jason went on somewhat of a, I don't want to say a rant, but this is going back to...
I did?
This is going back to the dyeing of the hair.
Oh.
And the people...
Popular. Good topic people, I did here.
People with the red and the green and the whatever color are all hair. Anyway, it says, hello, Hicks. Listening to your last episode, I couldn't help but notice there seemed to be a viewpoint that was maybe not the most inclusive as it could be in regards to people's choices. Now, to be fair, I do have extensive certifications to spot this, as I have completed the required training on courses such as unconscious bias blind spots and moving from unconscious bias to conscious inclusion.
Can I? I just want to say
those are big words.
This person sounds way too smart to be listening.
Yeah, what the fuck are they doing listening here?
Holy! I think they clicked on the wrong button.
Yeah,
they're probably taking notes. Like these are some fucked up guys.
They're going to be examples in their class.
Yeah. Woof-da. Yeah.
Now let's listen to this clip. Listen, here's the mental shortcomings that this person has.
Yeah. All right.
I like Franklin Bean.
All
right. Anybody see my thought ball?
Now, all people deserve to be respected for their life choices. Take your comment on shaving your head to look different. Ben, for instance, does this and no one bats an eye. Well, except for the International Space Station, who have to wear the sunshade while looking at North America due to the glare.
Ooh. It is what it is.
That doesn't seem very inclusive.
Oh, that's all right. It's not half as bad as when I take my shirt off outside, so eat a dick.
Oh, yeah. Eat a dick. We got enough followers yet?
No.
Dang. Damn it. Now, if you'd like to support your daughter's need to be different from the rest of her peers, might I suggest you have her learn to cook and clean?
Ah, thank you.
As most of her classmates have zero desire to learn these life skills, she will be looked upon by them in awe.
He just did a 180 right there. That's pretty nice.
She was a she.
She gets she, to be whatever. Different.
They.
Oh, now we're going to get into that one?
No.
It's a he or she, okay?
Whoever did this email, thank you.
You know, of all the different pronouns, though, you'd say, oh, it's a she, her, they, them, he, her, whatever. Apparently, it isn't one of the good pronouns to use because they don't like that. She gets to be different, and you get to show your support of her life choices. As for furries, my take is if they want to identify as a dog or a cat, that's fine. But we don't send dogs or cats to people's school. So they should be removed from people's school, sent to the vets for the rabies shot, enrolled into obedience school. Again, this supports everyone's needs. They get to be an animal in their natural environment, and those who choose to stay as people get to go to school without distraction. Now, last item is a question I was asked this week. Which actress growing up did you think was the hottest? Keep up the great work, guys. It's an awesome show.
I got mixed emotions on that.
I like that. At first, I thought I was really in trouble.
Yeah.
But then it kind of came around right at the end. So, pretty nice.
Jason got canceled.
I thought yeah, I was going to... I thought you guys were going to fire me for a second.
Shit.
Report to HR after we're done recording.
Oh, my God.
Probably.
I was nervous.
HR stands for huge rod.
Not with this crew, it doesn't.
All right. Hilarious rod.
I'm going with Topanga.
Topanga.
Okay.
Yeah.
No. She's on the list, at least.
I had so many.
You did, but... I like Jennifer Aniston. Not that she's grew up on the TV screen, you know, like some other people, but that's my mulligan. Lacey knows it.
Yeah. I mean, growing up, I guess, like, are we talking when I was a kid or more like...
Spank Bank time.
Yeah, for me, it was probably Tyra Banks.
She was... Cream cone, yeah.
She was my mulligan... Krista knew like she was my hall pass, like if that ever happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I could write a book on the ones. I mean, Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. But have you seen them now, though?
Oh, well, they're way too. I would crush them.
But back then they were.
I'm probably like more than babies. Both of them. Well, so was I.
Yeah, they're young. They're younger.
Yeah, aren't they? Well, I mean, I guess I don't know.
I mean, they're not 12 now, though. I mean, they're probably in their 40s.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, it'd be different if
They were babies when I was a kid.
Right.
Like, I would watch that show with my sister.
Early to mid-30s.
Oh, yeah, I would say if they're 30, they just turned 30, probably.
Mm. Oh, come on.
You got to remember, they were in the first couple shows, they were babies.
Well, right. They were born in 1986, guys. See?
Okay, well then so obviously they weren't real. They weren't them as babies.
35, about.
36, yeah. I mean, I was born in 85. But yeah. So then obviously them weren't the twin babies on Full House.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, they were.
So I was watching Full House as a one-year-old, you're telling me?
No. Rerun. But it could have been a rerun. Hmm. We could turn it on now and they'd be babies again. It doesn't mean they were just born.
Can you turn it on?
I can, actually.
Going to have to do some research on that one.
But, so then also...
I seen it.
Yeah.
Well, not that research.
I mean, if you want their actual birth date, it's June 13th.
I don't.
Same day.
Which actually is coming up here in about 2 weeks.
They're twins?
Hey, happy birthday, Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Yeah,
hey.
If you guys want to be on the show...
Swing in.
You know.
Eau Claire International.
They could stop in, fly in.
Pick them up. Yeah.
Full House started in 1987.
Yep.
There you go. They're one.
Yeah. Well, they were babies. Hmm.
So you had to have been watching Full House when you were older.
Well, yeah.
And 10, it was an old episode. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it ran until 95.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
See?
They had quite a stint.
Have you seen Fuller House?
Yeah.
No.
It was pretty cool. I watched it with Brielle.
Hmm.
Yeah.
But then also, so now you're going to look at Tiffany Amber Tyson. Saved by the Bell. Yeah. Ooh, Kelly. Yeah. Kelly Kapowski.
Yeah, it's Kelly.
She has a TikTok page now where she does cooking shit.
Does she have an OnlyFans? I mean, that's what we'd want to.
Hey, we only Jason. Support Svetlana here.
Oh, yeah. Svetlana?
Yep. She's got six kids to put through school, and she's working on getting her nursing degree.
Nice.
So we support her.
That's nice.
Yeah. And then also, then of course, Neve Campbell was.
Scream.
Sydney Prescott and Scream. Yeah.
Sydney.
She was fine.
Wasn't she in Wild Things too?
Yes.
Hello. Sydney.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Is that when they're kissing in the pool?
With yes.
Yeah. Neve Campbell, right?
Were they?
No. It's
It was Fox. Wasn't it Fox?
No. Wasn't it Presley?
They were students, right? And they were after their teacher or something.
I thought it was Naomi Campbell in Wild Things.
Yeah, no, it's Denise Richards.
Oh yeah.
Matt Dillon, yeah.
She was in James Bond too.
Wasn't they? That was a teacher, right? After. Yeah.
Yeah. The teacher was the guy from Something About Mary.
Yeah.
He was in Something About Mary.
Yeah.
He was the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then.
So it was Brett Favre.
Yep.
From Ridiculousness, Chanel West Coast.
Is she the blonde?
No idea what that is.
Ridiculousness, Rob Dyrdek.
Rob Dyrdek's.
Oh. Yes, I'm familiar with that show, but I have no idea who she is.
What?
But she seems young, too.
Oh, my God, Chad.
No?
Maybe you're just at an age where everyone is young.
Are you old, Chad? You might be getting old.
Oh, I'm for sure getting old.
Yeah. There. Yeah, she looks really young right there in that picture, but... She's a singer, too, I believe.
Whoa. She's 35.
Yep.
Never seen her before.
Yep, there.
Yeah, that one right, yeah.
That one, yeah.
That's her...
That blonde...
Her look pretty much standard on Dear Dicks.
Ridiculousness, yeah.
Okay.
Is that still on?
Yeah.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Well, reruns and stuff.
Yeah.
Reruns. Well, I know...
Chanel West Coast.
That's not a real name, I don't think.
No?
What was it? Big Black? No, what was it?
Rob,
Big Daddy
Black
Deeds.
Rob or something.
The black guy, the big buff guy. I mean, I know he's passed away, but he was funny.
Yep. All right.
Okay.
Let's go to the next email. Unless you guys had any, huh?
We had three or four.
That was two.
Okay, three.
Now the next. This is three. Hey, slime lickers.
Oh, hello, slime lickers.
Apparently we're slime lickers.
Right.
He knows what that is. And it's we're going to get to him, I think.
What?
If I remember reading this right. My go-to gas station snacks would have to be combos, Nerds rope clusters, and Gatorade.
Okay.
I'm curious what your first big purchase was after your first job. For me, I was in 10th grade and milking cows. I bought a pair of muck boots for in the barn. And then a pair of Red Wing Irish setters for my lawn mowing gig.
Absolutely.
Did you guys get something practical or buy some toy, video games, etc.? Hush Puppies dipped in au jus for life.
Oh, oh my God.
Keep up the good work. Love the show, and maybe Chad more than Nate.
Ooh. Someone's got a good head on their shoulders.
Yeah, that's that hits home. That's I like this emailer.
Yeah. Why don't you guys just make it official?
Yeah.
Well, I just I'm just not sure we're ready for that stage.
Put a ring on it?
Not yet. Not yet. A couple more Hush Puppy dinners.
That's fair.
Yeah.
For sure.
Get to know him a little better.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, who said it was a him?
It's a him.
Just
a
guess.
It's a him.
Shit. It's a him.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like the pepperoni combos.
That's pepperoni. Right. Pizza. Them are pretty good. The pizza, pizza one.
Pizza combos. Yeah, pizza.
Pepperoni, I think it is. Yep. The pepperoni.
But those are the... If I remember,
they're red.
But they're pretzels, not the cracker, right? Because I didn't know that for a long time. There is actual combos that are cracker and combos that are pretzel.
Oh.
There is a difference.
Yes.
I get the there hard a shell on the outside. Whatever. It must be a pretzel thing.
Well, they both are hard on the outside.
Oh.
But there's a, I don't know. It's a, I didn't know that. There is a difference.
Oh, I do. I like pepperoni ones.
Yep.
And Gatorade... Grape Zero.
Okay.
That's what I like.
I am a purple guy when it comes to Gatorade or Powerade, too. Yeah. I don't even talk about flavors. No. For me, it's just give me a purple.
Color?
Yeah.
I like the Zero. It must be a zero sugar or it something is, in there, but that's a lot better than the other stuff. I personally like it.
Okay. I think it's Glacier Blue or whatever. That's it's the lighter blue. That one's my favorite.
Mm. We get those at work every once in a while. When it gets really hot, they have a bucket of those. Nice. A
bucket.
An ice. Mm. No, okay, a cooler. Cooler of ice.
Everybody get a Gatorade. Jason's got an emergency.
Yeah, get it before quick, I get in the bucket.
So, referring to his email. First big purchase. Yeah, the first, like, was that your first job? Did he ask, or just in general?
Nope, first job. Big purchase after your first job. When you bought a snowman for your truck, didn't you?
That wasn't my first job, no. But I think it was I bought my first bow and arrow. Because it was kind of almost a buyer's remorse type of thing. You're like so excited, and then you realize, you know, it's $300-$500 deal.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, afterwards, you're in your home, and you're like, oh, that was awesome. And then you're like, shit, I worked probably 3 weeks for that.
Yeah.
4 weeks.
3 years.
And it's gone. So I think it was that my first bow and arrow I bought on my own.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Probably my car.
Yeah.
My first car.
Yeah, I had a car too. Datsun.
1982 Volkswagen Rabbit.
Mm-hmm. And then, what the heck? Oh, then I had that, Escort, Ford Escort. And then what I did is I bought some subs. I put 12s in there. Nice 12-inch subwoofers and...
I, for some reason, remember your first purchase, and I remember this because I was told that you could get it because you were paying it with your own money, and I wasn't able to get the same thing because I wasn't using my own money, but I remember you having gotten a pair of Reebok pumps.
Reebok pumps.
Yep.
I did, that is correct. That was down at JCPenney's.
Yeah. And I didn't get, you know, I didn't get the cool shoes. I got.
I had a pair of Reebok pumps and Nike pumps. Jeez.
I was going to make a joke right before you said that about, let me guess, it took air, which wouldn't be funny anymore because that pump.
It does take air.
I know, but I was saying like an inflatable girlfriend, which wouldn't be funny because them shoes are air.
Pump. They are.
They are.
Was it on the tongue or on the side?
The Reebok was on the tongue.
Yeah, on the tongue.
It had like a basketball on it.
Yep.
Orange basketball. But then the Nike pumps were on the side. Yep.
Okay. I think I had a pair on the side.
I remember having both as a kid at some, not at the same time. But.
You must have had a job early.
I started working when I was 14.
I'm 43. I still don't know if I work.
I think that's what I'm, actually, when we lived up on Grove Street, there was an old guy. What was his name? Ron? Ron, I think it was, with those big high shoes or whatever.
I don't remember.
Because he had one foot was shorter than the other. Yeah, he had a lift on his foot, on his shoe. And the house we went to go play basketball with all the time.
Oh, yeah, it was Ron.
And what's
Ron Bev? And Bev.
Severin.
Severin, sure enough.
And he had came over because I was outside. I don't know. Maybe I was 13, 14, somewhere, 12, somewhere in there. And he had came over. He's like, hey, how would you like to cut grass and get money for it? I'm like, yeah. He goes, all right, I'll be over. Well, that was before Ma even got home. Parents got home from work. He said, well, you're going to go to whatever that lady's name's house was. It was out
on... Edith.
No, Edith was down by Gordy's.
Oh.
That was a different lady, but I had to ride my bicycle there, too. But he gave me a ride out to off of 178. Instead of taking a left to go to O'Neill Creek, you take a right. It's a dead end right across this. And we went down that road, and it's on the lake. And then we took a right down that road, and there I was cutting grass. Well, Ma didn't even know where I was. I didn't know this lady from Adam. Here I am push mowing her grass down this steep bank because it goes down to
the lake.
Not quite to the lake, but
close.
I couldn't get down. It got really steep, you know. And I'm fucking pushing this lawnmower. And she's like, hey, would you want to come in for a Coke? And I'm like,
this is a different cold first time that we're talking about.
No, lotion on.
And it was it the puts same thing.
Lotion
with
on the skin.
Right, that's exactly what I was thinking. Because parents were saying, you know, don't talk to strangers. Well, here I am going into this lady's house, not knowing
you're
who
so
she was.
Sweaty.
Yeah. I'm hoping she put me in her will.
Let's get that shirt off you.
That was.
She's going to almost be.
I was going to say, that's 30. Oh, yeah. 30
gone
some years
now.
Ago.
Oh, wow. She was 112
Jason,
by then.
I forgot my wallet. How will I?
Yeah, and it was only like maybe 10 me. Bucks or 15 bucks to cut her grass. I'm like,
I don't know,
holy
Edith.
Shit.
But you got paid, or
yeah, I got paid, feeling. And then Ma had to come out and
it's
pick
all
me
slippery.
Up because I had to call on the phone, and she came out. Jesus Christ, what are you doing way out here?
What
and
are
I'm
those
like,
things?
Fuck, I don't, Ron
where
gave
are
me
your
a ride
pants,
out
Jason?
Here. So, and then
Mom,
then I had
I feel dirty. Ron, come get me.
Not a very good story.
Ron, come get me.
But anyway, that's what I was doing. I was cutting grass.
Just some mowing.
And then I, had a, then I got a job doing a paper route.
I remember having
on the bike.
Yeah, on the bike, on the whole East Hill.
Boy, did I get screwed!
And then I had
kid.
To collect. That sucked.
Oh yeah, I heard stories about that from people. That was
yeah.
The worst
and when
part.
They don't pay, you have to fork it over for them. Which,
really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that wouldn't have happened.
It sucked. And oh, I'll get you next time. Okay, well, I had to pay for their paper that week.
Fuck.
And then they would catch me up next time. Well. Oh.
No.
Yeah, it sucked. It was a bad deal.
I started babysitting, I think, when I was like 11 or 12. I babysat a couple of kids for a guy that my dad worked with. They lived kind of by, out by my parents' house. And then I got my first like job where you get a paycheck at 14 at the truck stop in Cadott. Washing dishes.
Nice.
Yep.
All right, let's, we have some more emails, and I think we mentioned when we first started that we had some that we carried over from, you know, we don't get to them every single week.
We try,
but I think we're going to be close to running out if we
continue.
try doing another one, so we might okay. have to hold off on one until next week.
Yep, that's fine.
Because we're at the hour mark already. So
oh, there,
oh,
we're
wow.
there.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
So time flies when we're doing this. It's kind of fun. Yeah. See, now, and if we're getting paid really good for this.
Yeah.
That would make for fast days.
Yeah, for sure.
It's like an hour doing this compared to an hour at work is like.
The same for
4 days.
For you.
Yeah. It's still 60 minutes.
Yeah, it's no matter how you slice it.
Anyway. We're going to have a new. A new feature next week, though, too. I think we're going to throw in some Urban Dictionary definitions for you guys.
Yeah. Oh, Urban Dictionary.
Are we going to elaborate on them or leave the listeners to Google?
Oh, no, I think we break it all down.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we've said...
Because then we can discuss.
Or disgust.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's going to be
the trial
disgust.
Run is already...
I can't wait.
Oh, I bet you can't.
That was kind of interesting, though, with some of the things that we were talking about in chats. I've done that. I know what that is. done that.
It was one time.
Yeah.
Hey.
That's where the Edith came in when Jason said, I did that with Edith twice.
Yeah.
That's what that was.
Now it makes full circle sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Now I understand.
Did it with Edith.
Yeah. Cougar barn door now makes perfect sense.
Cougar barn door.
Yeah, I understand.
I like it.
Yep.
Oh, there you go.
Also known as the cougar mud flaps.
Piss flaps.
Yep.
But the piss, I don't know. She would have been old enough. I don't know if it would have been mud flaps. It would just dust flaps.
Dust flaps.
Dust flaps. Eeks.
Good Lord, put that thing away. It looks like an old catcher's mitt. Absolutely. You're scaring the kids. Get in the truck.
Yeah.
And that's next week?
That'll be next week. We'll do that. We'll get to some more emails. Yeah, we'll do get to some of our other topics. Thank you for the red oak.
Thank you, RM.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Anybody else wants to do that, you feel free to get in contact with us. We'll let you know where to drop it off. He
brought IPAs, too. We didn't get to them.
We'll keep them cold. We'll have them next week.
Yep.
Put them on ice.
Yeah.
Or water.
Yeah, I mean. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
It's almost right.
Well, then, before we head off, make sure you guys are on the website, talesfromthehicks.com.
Yep. Smash that like button.
Hey! Good job.
And then share it with everybody you know, and especially the ones you don't.
That's right. They could probably even rate us.
Yep. A 4-star rating would be good.
Ooh, 4.
Four-star rating.
4-star. Sorry, I'm backtracking a little bit, but we had quite a few comments on the chili.
Oh, chili.
So we'll get to some of those next week as well, the comments were.
Apologies to all the people who are wrong and said noodles don't belong in there.
But, you know, and apologies to those who were right and said that noodles don't belong in there. So we'll get to that next week.
And don't we have something going on as well right now as a giveaway?
We do.
Oh, okay.
There is on the Facebook page, you like our page, follow our page, share the status, and we'll get you entered in for a t-shirt. That drawing is
of your liking.
Of your liking, $20 shirt. And that will be June 1st, I believe, is the deadline for that.
I do believe, which is
Saturday.
Saturday.
Yeah, so you might want to have done that by the time you're watching this.
That's true. Yeah.
By the time you're watching this, you might want to have done that already.
Yep.
We'll do it again though.
So how do they find this out? Like, I mean, instead of hearing it, you know, maybe some people only hear it on Spotify. Yeah. So
they got to follow us on Facebook.
Got to follow us on Facebook.
Okay.
And like our page, follow our page, share the status, and comment what shirt you want. Was the promotion
the
for
key,
that?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And then that gets you entered. Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, all the other places.
Anywhere you can find your podcast.
Yep, Amazon Podcast.
And if you want an easy way to email, even though it's kind of more like a text, any of those platforms where you can listen to the podcast, there should be a button or a link to click for the mail bucket.
Yep.
And that will email us directly.
Drop a line in the mail bucket.
Yep.
Yep.
Just click it and go.
All right. In the meantime, you guys all have a good week.
Yep.
You as well.
Later, all.
Adios.
You're right.